This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A potential U.S. government shutdown has now been averted after President Donald Trump signed a $2.3 trillion spending bill. That funding package includes $900 billion in pandemic relief for struggling Americans. It also funds the U.S. government through next September. The president had called the bill a disgrace after it had been passed in the House and Senate, capping months of negotiations in which President Trump was little involved. Without President Trump's signature or passage of a stopgap measure to fund operations, a partial government shutdown would have begun shortly after midnight Monday. Increased unemployment benefits and eviction protections expired early Sunday. The president had sharply criticized the legislation earlier last week and on Saturday indicated his continued objections to it. He wanted to see most Americans receive $2,000 each rather than the $600 allotted in the current bill. U.S. federal authorities say they have used DNA evidence to link suspect Anthony Quinn Weaver to the Christmas morning explosion in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee. Investigators saying the 63-year-old man died in the blast and that they believe no one else was involved. Three people were injured and dozens of buildings were damaged. Several neighbors of Warner said they had seen a light-colored recreational vehicle similar to the one that was used in the explosion on Friday in his backyard for the last several months. The delivery of the first shipment of Sinovac's COVID-19 vaccine from China to Turkey has been postponed 1 to 2 days. The delay is due to a case of the coronavirus in Beijing customs, according to the Turkish health minister on Sunday.